It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we visit with Denny Bauer about grazing wet meadows this winter.
Yeah, there's several things that producers need to think about when we look at grazing sub-irrigated meadows in the fall and winter. You know, first of all, in the fall, the regrowth will depend on, you know, when it was cut in the summertime. But normally, we would say if you were cut in July, we will probably have at least one AUM per acre. And that can be really good high quality forage early in the fall. And so if you're looking at, you know, value, it would be at least the same value as summer pasture. Very nutritious. Protein should be double digit. Protein TDN will be in the high 50s, low 60s. Makes an excellent place to wean calves, maybe develop some replacement heifers type thing, put some weight on replacement heifers, or even put weight on cows that are dry. As we go later into the fall and winter, as it's been weathered some, you know, the quality does go down. One way to solve that, though, would be to actually windrow. I know that's an extra expense, but put it in the big enough windrows and then windrow graze that all winter, because once we knock it down and the quality does not deteriorate in the windrow as it would as if it was standing forage. Would caution, though, people probably not to graze the same meadow every year, but get your meadows into a rotational grazing system so you graze it one fall and maybe the next year you don't graze it.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.